President Biden's age returned to the news amid the revelation that he's using a machine to help with sleep apnea. In other countries, the dominance of older politicians has led to concerns about what some observers call silver democracy. That's when older politicians make policies that disproportionately benefit older voters. NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports about one of the world's most aged societies, Japan, where rejuvenating politics is seen as tough.
In April, a lone attacker lobbed what looked like a pipe bomb at Prime Minister Fumio Kishida as he gave a stump speech in the city of Wakayama. Nobody was hurt. Police arrested a 24-year-old suspect named Ryuji Kimura. Last June, Kimura sued the government. He reportedly wanted to stand for election to Japan's upper house of parliament. But he claims he was unfairly barred because he was under the minimum age of 30 and was required to put up a deposit equivalent to more than $22,000. Kimura has not explained his motives. Investigators are looking into whether the lawsuit had anything to do with it. But the discussion in Japan has already turned to age and politics.
This is being introduced as a story where he has kind of resentment towards the politicians who don't allow younger people to run for office.
That's Jeffrey Hall, an expert on Japanese politics at Kandai University of International Studies near Tokyo. In Japan, citizens over 65 form the nation's largest voting bloc, and they receive an overwhelming share of government welfare spending. Yale University postdoctoral associate Charles McLean has done research that shows that while Scandinavian countries, for example,
might spend 3 to 4 times more on the elderly than they do on young families per capita, you know, or on children, say, per capita. Countries like Japan or the U.S., it's much more like 20 times more.
McLean also notes that Japan has one of the lowest proportions of young politicians among developed economies. It's not that voters won't vote for young candidates, he says.
A reason why countries like Japan and the U.S., too, have very few young people in office is that elections are just prohibitively expensive for candidates.
They require not just cash, but name recognition and personal networks. That favors either older candidates or the offspring of political dynasties. Some activists who tried to drum up youth political participation, such as with this satirical video that came out ahead of elections in 2019. In it, older voters tell younger ones that voting is a waste of their time.
Pension funds going bankrupt? It doesn't matter. I'm getting one.
Global warming? I don't care what happens 20 or 30 years from now.
The video's creator, 29-year-old comedian and activist Nana Takamatsu, says the problem is that many young Japanese despair of changing their country through politics.
This is because we do not teach people in school how to change society. I am concerned that if this situation continues, there will be more copycats who think that the way to change society is through force, through terrorism.
This month, the Kishida administration pledged to double spending on childcare to halt Japan's plunging birth rate. Prime Minister Kishida did not detail exactly how he's going to pay for the increase. One possible problem, says Jeffrey Hall, is that
the older voters might react negatively to something that's too expensive or might cause them to have to pay for basically a future that they won't deal with or a situation that they don't quite understand.
Because when they were young, a single income was often enough to raise a family. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Seoul.